Today's Shir Masechet Bava Basra, Daf Nun Gimel. We will begin Be'ezer Hashem Yisbarach and Daf Nun Gimel Amud Aleph at the second line, Boi Rav Masnam. In our previous Shir, the Gemara had begun discussing the other type of Chazakah that is used, that we use the word Chazakah for. As we said, we spoke about Cheskas Kinyan, taking ownership, making a Kinyan on a property. And one of the methods of making a kinyan on a property is through doing a chazakah. But we had also learned in the shir that in order for that type of a chazakah to be effective, you have to have the person who wants you to make the chazakah, who's allowing you to make the chazakah, has to say, Lake chazek ukni, has to tell you to go make the chazakah. So Al Gemara begins today, that was by a sale. If somebody's selling me a property and he wants to give me the opportunity to make a chazakah, take ownership, he has to say to me, Lei chazek v'kni. So ask the Gemara, boy Rav. Rav asked the question, Matana. Hey, what is the halacha when somebody is giving me a property? Does the halacha also require that he should say to me that in order I should be able to make a chazakah, does he have to say to me, Lei chazek v'kni? Vaychazek ukni or not, says the Gemara. Amishmu might buy lelaba. Says, what is Rav's question? Hashta imab mecher. If when we speak about a sale, the kiyav lezuzi, where I am paying for this property, iamale, as we just said, if the seller says to me lechazek ukni, only in a situation where he tells me lechazek ukni, in can the chazakah, the kinyan chazakah that I will make, be effective, iloy. But if he did not say to me, lei chazek v'kni, loy, it will not be considered an effective kinyan. B'matana, loy koshkein, where there is no money being given. So certainly the halacha should be that lei chazek v'kni is necessary. Rav Savar. So why did Rav have a question? Says the Gemara, Man the Yav, because we have a rule. Man the Yav, Bein Yafa, who Yav, somebody who gives the gift in a very generous fashion. And since somebody gives the gift in a generous fashion, it's obvious that he wants me to have the gift, and it's understood that he wants me to make a kinyan. And therefore, since he makes a kinyan, since he wants me to have it, the saying lechazek and wants me therefore to make the kinyan, saying lechazek v'kni is not necessary. So the Rashbam says, so does that mean that Shmuel does not subscribe to the concept of man the yov bein yov no yov? This is a question we have in this Masechta more than once. We have a machloikus, a tanoim about it. Would this be a proof that he doesn't agree to that? So says the Rashbam, of course not. When we speak about the concept under normal circumstances, man de yov matana ben yov yofa, it's only after the fact, where somebody gave me something and we're trying to determine how much was and how much wasn't included. That is not the discussion in our Gemara now. The discussion in our Gemara is on the actual kinyan. That's not connected to that discussion. The Sefer Sedur Shal Shabbos says, the Pasuk says, Nosan titein loy, a person should give tzedakah, v'lo yera levavcha b'sitcha loy, ki b'klal davazay yivarecha Hashem alakecha. So he says that the Torah uses the words Nosan. Nosan means a matana. And we're learning now, says the Sedur Shal Shabbos, the Chazal teaches, the man de yov matana bein yov yov. That's what the Torah is teaching us. Nos and titein. Besides that, of course, we have the obligation of giving tzedakah. But the Torah is teaching us that when you give the tzedakah, and that's why the Torah stresses it by saying the word nos and titein twice, there's a way to give tzedakah. And we should be careful to give tzedakah in the nicest way possible. The Pasuk says, in Parshas Bereishis, v'yitein oisem elakim berkiyah shemayim lahoyer al-oretz. So the B'nai Yisachar in his Sefer Agra the Kala says that why when the Pasuk discusses that HaKadosh Baruch Hu put the stars and the moon in the sky, that the Torah used the word Vayitain and not Vayosem. So he says again, because we know that the word Nosoin represents a matana. So what does the Pasuk mean to say? Vayitain Oysem Alakim. If the Pasuk, if the Torah would have just said Vayosem, it would represent that HaKadosh Baruch Hu put them in the sky, but he put them, and they're only effective when we're doing what we're supposed to be doing. And if Chas V'Shalom, we're not behaving the way we're supposed to be behaving, then Chas V'Shalom, the representative, the what could happen, could be repercussions, could be extremely serious. But says the Pasuk, Ve'yitein Oysam, and we're learning now, the man, Yov, someone who gives a gift, Ben Yov for Yov, he gives it generously. And what the Torah is teaching us is that when HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us this gift of putting the Ma'iris B'Shamayim, he did it in the most generous fashion. What does that mean? HaKadosh Baruch Hu did it in a way that even if Chas V'Shalom, we're not going to be behaving the way we're supposed to be behaving, but he gave it to us as a gift, and he gave it to us generously, and included in giving it to us generously means that under all circumstances, even if we're not doing it properly, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will keep them there for our well-being. It's also interesting, we've been discussing in our shiurim about the halacha of the necessity when somebody is selling me a property, or now we're discussing somebody is giving me a property that he has to say, Leik Chazek Ukni. The question is, what's going to be the halacha? That's in order for me to be able to make a kinyan chazaka. So the Rishonim discuss what will be the halacha in a situation, not the Rishonim, the Achronim discuss what happens if I'm doing, we're going to be discussing, we discussed, kinyan hagbah. What's going to be halacha? Does for kinyan hagbah also that need to be a directive, lechazek v'kni, or not? The opinion is of the Machna Ephraim is that by Kinyan Hagbah, it's not necessary to say Leichazek V'Kni, whereas the opinion of the Nesivos is that by all Kinyanim, before the buyer is able to give, before the buyer is able to do the Kinyan, he has to be given instruction by the seller, Leich, and go do the Kinyan. Says the Gemara. So the Kama, we learned in the Mishnah that if you did null the Godu Paritz, then the halacha is that's considered Kinyan Chazaka. How much do you have to do? So we learned you have to do a Kol Shehu. So ask the Gemara of a Kama Kol Shehu, but exactly what? How much is a Kol Shehu? And the Chasam Sofer points out why only after we learn the Brice of Levi, is the Gemara want to know what is a Kol Shehu. When the Mishnah taught us the Halacha of Nol Godu Poritz, Kol Shehu Arei Chazaka, the Gemara should immediately have asked, what is the definition of Kol Shehu? So explains the Chasam Sofer. If we would have only had the Mishnah, we would think that the word Kol Shehu is not referring to how much you're doing it, but for how long you're doing it. And the question would be, that, and the definition of kosher is, that if you did the kinyan, and it only took you a moment to do it, it's going to be a valid kinyan. But in the brisa, where the brisa is not focused on time, where the brisa is focused on what, so Nadag Mara wants to understand, what is the definition of kosher? Says the Gemara again, the Kama kosher. Says the Gemara, Kedesh Shmuel, as Shmuel taught us, Dami Shmuel, Goder Geder. If there was a fence around this property that was not 10 tefachim tall, and you Veshlim Lasara, and you added to it that now it's 10 tefachim tall, or Pirtza, you help make an opening in this property, Kadesh Shiyichnas V'Yetzabai, that now, by this addition that you made to the width of the property, that till now it was difficult to come in and out through that opening, and now you made it better, then the Locha Rehizu Chazaka, it's a Chazaka. So the Rashbam says that even though the Gemara said that you made the fence 10 tefachim tall, it doesn't necessarily mean that it's that you had to make it 10 tefachim tall. What the Gemara means to say is that till now, the fence was not an adequate protection around this property. And now you made the fence to be an adequate protection around the property. That's called having made a fence. The Yad Rama disagree. And the Yad Rama's opinion is that a fence, to be considered a fence for this halacha, it has to be 10 tefachim tall. A fence which is not 10 tefachim tall is halachically not considered a valid fence. The Kesef Mishnah says somewhat differently. He says that nobody could really say that his property is properly protected with a fence that's not 10 tefachim tall. And therefore, in order, the Gemara is teaching us that the only fence that's considered a fence, that is considered a fence that is a proper fence, is a fence which is 10 tefachim tall. Hayegeder, says the Gemara, the Braisa says Godar. So let's understand what that means. Hechidami, what exactly is the case? Ilem d'mikar lo yavasalkalei, that if before we had this addition, nobody could get into the field because of this fence. And now it's the same. My Ovid. So what did I accomplish? Says the Gemara, the Ma'akara have a salkale. People I originally were able to climb over the fence. And now by me adding the fence, they can't. So why is that considered kosher, who asked the Gemara? If that's what I've accomplished, then I've accomplished something very significant. Tuva Ovad, what I've accomplished is quite significant, that I made it into a place that you can't climb into the field. Says the Marloi Tzricha, the case here is the Mekarav Sakale Berovcha. Somebody could have originally climbed over the fence without any problem. The Hashta Kosakale Berovcha. But now, it's not so easy climbing over the fence. So even though, teaches us the Gemara, what I really haven't accomplished so much, you could still climb over the fence, but still making it that it should not be easy to climb over the fence, where it was easy to do so previously, that's already enough of an act of chazaka. Says the Gemara, Hai Pirtza, when we speak about the piritza, hechidami, what does that mean that I made an opening in the fence? Ilem de mikor hava ailaba, if we're speaking about a situation where it was easy to walk through, vahashta name ailaba, and now too it's you can walk through it. So the question is, my ovid, what have I accomplished that this should be considered a kenya chazaka? Vela de mikor lai hava ailaba, we're going to have to say that originally you could not walk in to this through this opening. It was not easy to walk through. It was not possible to walk through this opening. By me making this opening, now one can walk through the opening. So ask the Gemara if that is the case again. Tuva of it, what I've done is quite significant. Answers the Gemara again. Originally, one could only walk through this place with not easily. And now I made that you could easily walk into that fence through that opening. That's considered that I did something enough to make it into an act of chazakah. Says the Gemara, Amar Rav Asi, Amar Rav Yochanan, Nosan Tzror, if I put a small piece of earth or stone, v'hoil, and I accomplish something with filling a hole in the field with that stone, with that piece of earth. Notel tsror, where I took something out, v'hoil, and I accomplished something with taking that out, harei chazaka. that's going to be considered a case of Kinyan Chazaka. And the Pasha Pshat in this Gemara, says the Rashbam, is speaking about both where I'm trying to take ownership of Nichsei Ager, which we discussed in our previous year. Ager is the only Jew that could die without any relatives, and he dies without any relatives, so everything he leaves is Hefker. So the person who is the first to make a Kinyan in his property becomes the owner. Or as we're learning, if I buy a property from somebody and I want to make a Kinyan, and I'm making a Kinyan Chazaka. Ask the Gemara, my nosan or my notel. What does it mean when I put in a piece of stone, a piece of earth, or remove it? If it means that by putting the stone, I prevented water from coming and flooding the field, not the tror, or taking up the stone means, afik mai minoi, I just was able to help the water to go out from the field. Says the Gemara, that is not considered a constructive act. A chazaka, explains the Rashbam, means something that I did something constructive, adding to the field, just protecting the field from danger. That's called, asked the Gemara, Hai Mavriach Arim Nichsei Chaveruhu. This is considered that I'm just protecting the field. And the Rashbam explains that isn't enough to be considered a chazaka. And the Ramban takes it a step further. He says that even in a place where I don't have the obligation of protecting the field, it's not my field, it's not an aveda that's found in the street. As we've discussed many times, if you find an aveda in the street, it's your obligation to try to do what you can to save that person what he lost. Here, it's not such a situation, but still, it's not considered, says the Ramban in explaining the Gemara, enough of an act of a chazaka, enough of an act that it should give me to give me ownership. Because explain the Rishonim, because even though there's a mitzvah of a Heshavas Aveda to protect somebody's field from damage, chasing away something from the tree, from the field, protecting the field, is not considered an act that displays ownership. And therefore, it's not considered a Kinyan Chazaka. Says the Yad Ramah, that even if there's a mitzvah of Hashavas Aveda, he says that if the field is Hefker, there's no mitzvah of Hashavas Aveda. And therefore, that's why it can't be considered an act of Chazaka. But says the Yad Ramah, and even if the field belongs to someone else, which is a mitzvah of Shabbos Aveda, as we explained, it's not enough to be considered an act of Kinyan. One of the examples of Kinyan Chazaka that was mentioned in Mishnah is Nol, making a lock. So says Tosfos that Nol refers to act of locking the gate to the field. He says that locking a field and preventing people from entering the field displays ownership. I, asked Rabbeinu Yonah, why locking the field and preventing people from being able to people, animals, from being able to enter the field is not any more than Mavriach Ari. So it should not be considered an act of Kinyan, says the Rabbeinu Yonah. Sometimes when you do an act, which is indeed only Mavriach Ari, but if it's such a serious act, it's an inherent display of ownership. And therefore, the halacha will be that locking the field is a good kinyan. However, the Rashbam, because of this question, says that just locking a field that was left open would not be a kinyan chazaka. He says when the Mishnah spoke about nol as a way of making a kinyan chazaka, it doesn't mean that you lock the door. That's only Mavriach Ari, it's not a Kinyan Chazaka. What he says it would be, what it means is that you put on a lock. Putting a lock on a field, that's considered a constructive act, and that's considered an act of a Chazaka. Says the Rid, a very Bechidish. The Rid says that if somebody, however, what is the definition, says the Rid, of Mavrich Ari? So the Rid says that the definition of Mavrich Ari is what is a clear and impending danger right now, and I do something to prevent that danger, that's considered Mavrich Ari. But if I do something to help the field that is an improvement, that in case there will be a danger in the future, by what I've done now, the field will be protected. That, he says, that's not called Mavrich Ari. Because Mavrich Ari, as the words of Mavrich Ari, is when it's right here, right now. If it's not here right now, that's not called Mavrich Ari, and it would be a good kinyan. Ella, says the Gemara, we back to our original question. Putting in the stone, putting in the piece of earth, or removing it, when is it a kinyan? Says the Gemara, nothing tzror, when you put the stone in, the tzamed lemayim. That you, what you did was that you were able to divert the water that it should go in a certain direction. Not tzror was arvach lemayim, that you were able to help again that the water should go in the direction that you want it to go. That's considered an act, a constructive act of kinyan. Vamar vasi amar b'yochanan. Shtei sodas. If you have two fields, or meitzar, and you have a path, meitzar echa b'neim, you have a path separating the two fields. Hechzik b'achzmem l'knoisoi. If you did an act of chazaka with the intention of doing a kinyan, and the Ad Ramah says that what this Gemara is saying is that you have to have kavana. So he discusses what does that mean, that you have to have kavana to make a kinyan. He says it doesn't mean that you have to have a very strong express intention to make a kinyan. What it means is that you have to show that what with what I'm doing now, it's considered an act. It's considered an act of kinyan. Says the Gemara. So hechzik ba'achsmehen. Look, now, so I did an act of kinyan on one of the fields, kona. It becomes, I did a kinyan. Look, now, so Yosef is a chvarta. But if I did an act of kinyan in one field and with the intention of not just making kinyan in that field, but with the intention to make a kinyan in both fields, Yosef kona chvarta le kona, only that field is yours. The other field is not yours. Here we learned the halacha of Mavrich Ari. And when we speak about the halacha of Mavrich Ari, so as we said, the reason it's not, according to many Rishonim, Mavrich Ari is not considered an act of chazaka, because I'm just doing what I'm supposed to do. I'm supposed to save your property. And therefore, it's not considered a constructive act of hatzolah. And as Rashi, as the Rishonim say, in explaining Mavrich Ari, Kol Yisrael, Mitzuvim lahatzel mamon. Every Jew is obligated to help save somebody else's money. And the question here is that, let's say, so that, and that's the basis of Hatzalah. The halacha of Hatzalah is that you have to do, we all have to do whatever we can to save somebody else. But there's a discussion, the Cheshukei Chemed, how far does that go? He says, let's say somebody is sleeping at night, and he's a member of Hatzalah, and he gets a call to come out to save somebody, and he's half asleep. He jumps out, and he realizes that he's wearing pajamas. And of course, it's very embarrassing that he should be found that way. So he has now a very big dilemma. Every moment is critical. Should he go try to save the person, even though it's embarrassing, or should he go home and get dressed and go then to do that tzolah? He says that he brings a raya. There's a Gemara in Masechta Erevin, the Mem Dalet on the base, he quotes Rabbi Yoshev Zatzal, that says, Kol ha-yotzeh l'hatzel b'shabbos, chozrin l'mekoymai. That somebody who goes out to do a tzolah on Shabbos, is allowed to go back on Shabbos. And of course the question is, going on the Hatzalah call, of course, represents a situation of Pikuach Nefesh. And since it represents a situation of Pikuach Nefesh, you do what you have to do. But why is he allowed to go back? And the answer is that he's allowed to go back because otherwise, next time he won't go on Hatzalah call. Here too, if we're going to start being strict with this person, and he gives one example, is the example that we have now discussed, where he ran out wearing pajamas. Another example that they give is if as he's running on Hatzalah call, his wallet falls out of his pocket. And again, every moment is critical. And the question is, should he pick up his wallet or not? And again, the consideration is that if you're not going to let him pick up the wallet, then he's not going to want to do it again. And we see from here that that's very much part of the consideration of doing a Hatzalah call. So the Gemara, again, we said, Amar Rav Pap, Asi Amar Rav Yochanan Shtei Sodos, you have two fields, a Meitza Echad Beineim, and there's a path between them. If you did an act of Chazak on one of them, Kana. Liknois Oisavis Chaverta, but when you did the act on one field, you had a mind not just to do a Kinyan on that field, but on the other field as well. Oisa Kana, on the field that you have done the chazakah, it's going to be an act of chazakah. The halach is chaverta leikana. So, ask the Rishonim. There's a famous halacha that says sadna da arachadhu. The entire world is considered all connected. All the earth of the world is considered connected. So, ask the Rishonim, and that's why the halacha is that if you bought 10 pieces of property and you did a valid act of kinyan on one property, it's considered the kinyan can be valid for all the property. So here also, we're speaking about two properties that are really quite close to each other. So why should the kinyan on one not be effective for the other? So the answer is the Rajbam. When is that halacha apply? That if you bought 10 separate pieces of property and you did a valid kinyan on one, it's a kinyan for all of them, that's when you paid for all of them. So the act of kinyan is not as required. But here, where we learned you're doing nechse eger, or was given to you as a gift, so the necessity for a strong act of chazakah is much more important. And that's why doing a kinyan on one will not help for the other. The Rimagash, along the same line, says when there's a clear buyer and seller, that's when the halach is that if you do a kinyan on one, it works for the other. But our Gemara, as we said, we're talking about a nechse eger, who passed away. So there's no seller, there's no das acheris, there's only a buyer, and that's why the halacha is different. Further, says the Gemara, liknas es chaverta, if you did an act of kinyan on that property, if you did an act of kinyan on that property, on the other property, you did an act of kinyan on one property and you had kavana for the other property, so you have nothing. Because the other one you didn't do a kinyan on, and the one that you're on, you didn't have a mind to be kinyan. By Reb Zera, Hechzik Bachsman, you did an act of kinyan on one of the two properties with the intention, Liknas Oysav es Ameitzav es Chaverta, that you want to do an act of kinyan for the property that you're actually doing the kinyan on. You have a mind for the road, and you have a mind the other property as well. And truthfully, says Seder Mefarshim, the Gemara could have asked the question, even if you just had a mind to buy the property that you're on and the road in between. Mahu, miyamrinan. Since the road and the field next to them is one and the same, so having a chazaka on the field will work on the for the road as well, the kani, and therefore there will be a kinyan. And there will be a kinyan on the meitzar, and once there's a kinyan on the meitzar, there's going to be a kinyan on the attached field to the meitzar. Each one of these properties stand separate. And therefore, since each one of these properties stand distinct and separate, the halacha is that you have to do a separate kinyan. The only way it will be effective is if you do a separate kinyan for each one separately. Says the Gemara, another question. Boy, Rebbe Lozer, hichsik b'meitzar, if somebody did a chazakah on the road, and his intention with doing that act of kinyan was liknishteim, to take ownership for the fields that are on both sides, mahu, what will the halacha be then? Mi amrinin, do we say, hai maitza afsidori arahu, the meitzar is like the protection of the field, and just like you have a yoke or a harness around an animal, if you take a kinyan on that, it's a kinyan on the animal, and therefore here too it will be a valid kinyan. Perhaps the halacha is that since I only had kavana, each one is considered separate, and since each one is considered separate, a chazaka on one will not be effective for the other. So the simple pshat in the Gemara is just like by an afsar. If I make a kinyan on the afsar, I make a kinyan on the behema. Here too, if I make a kinyan on the meitzar, it should be a kinyan on the field. The others say that if a meitzar is similar to an afsar, then certainly the kinyan on the meitzar will be considered a kinyan for the fields. What the Gemara's question is, do we consider the meitzar to be an afsar? Teku, and the Gemara remains with a teku. Amar nachan amar Rava baravua. Shnei patim. And again, we're speaking about a ger who died without relatives, and he left over two homes. Ze lefnei ze. The two homes, one inside the other. In order to get into the inner home, you have to walk through the outer home. And the inner home, when he has to be able to get in and out of his home, so he has a right to walk through the outer home. Hechsek bechitzin l'knoisoi, if somebody did an act of kinyan on the outer home, konoi, then it's a valid kinyan for that home. L'knois oisiv es apnimi, if his intention was to take ownership both of the outer home and the inner home, it's going to be considered a valid kinyan for the outer home, but since the inner home is considered a separate area, and as I saw the Rishonim point out, it has separate walls separating them. So therefore, the halacha is chitzin kana pnimi leikana. What's the halacha liknos as a pnimi? I did an act of kinyan on the outer home, but my intention was for the inner home. The halacha is af chitzin lamin loikana. It's not going to be kinyan at all. If I did an act of kinyan on the inner home with the intention of taking ownership of that home, so then the halacha is kanai. Liknos oisai ves chitzin, but my intention was to take ownership of both of them, the inner home and the outer home. So the halacha is kana shneihem. And the explanation explains the Rashbam, because, as I said when we started this piece of the Gemara, since the person in the outer home has rights to walk through the inner, since the person in the inner home has rights to walk through the outer home, so the fact that he has those rights makes that home attached to his home. And a kinyan on the pnimi will be a kinyan on the chitzin. That's the way the Rashbam learns the Gemara. That's the girsa of the Rashbam in our Gemara. The Rif has a different girsa. The Rif girsa is that no, if I didn't act a kinyan on the pnimi, even though the pnimi has a right to walk through the chitzoin, that doesn't make the chitzin part of the pnimi. And since that doesn't make the chitzoin part of the pnimi, doing a kinyan on the pnimi will not be effective for the chitzin. Liknos as a chitzin, if I did an act of kinyan on the pnimi with the intention of taking ownership of the chitzoin, and not, I didn't think about the pnimi, then the halacha is af pnimi leikana, then of course I don't have anything here. If I built a huge mansion on a ger's property, and then bo acha vehemelem dalsus, and somebody put up, then somebody put up doors, and as the Rosh says, putting up doors is not enough. You have to put up the doors and close the door. The Rashbam says that matters. If it's somebody, and we have had this distinction in our Gemara more than once today, if somebody gave me permission to put up, if somebody's selling me a property, so when somebody's selling me a property, the halacha is that just putting up the doors is an act, is enough of an act of kinyan. But here it's nichsei hager. So since we're speaking here about nichsei hager, you have to also close the door. So says the Gemara, the person who put up the door will be the one that made the kinyan. My tama, kama livni ba'amud apach. Just putting up bricks is not considered an act of chazakah. And this goes back to what we've been discussing in our entire shir, that to be considered a kinyan chazakah, it has to be a constructive and significant act. And since it's considered a constructive act, that's why, with the absence of that, it won't be a kinyan chazakah. But of course, the Rishonim ask, if the person put up a wall, put up a mansion, he must have dug in the ground to make the foundation. And digging is considered an act of chazakah. So Tosfos answers, digging is considered an act of chazakah only when you're digging in a place that you need to make a hole. But when you're digging to put a wall on that place, that's not considered an act of a kinyan. It has to be, and I saw that the Rima Gash explains that what the Gemara means, when is digging considered an act of chazakah? When you're doing it to improve the property. When you're digging, not to improve the property, but rather the purpose of your digging is only to be able to have a place to put up the foundation, that's not considered an act of digging that makes the property that makes the property better, and that's why it's not considered an act of chazakah. The Ramban has a much easier approach. He says, if the person who was digging to make the foundation, as he was digging to make the foundation, his intention was that with the digging to make the foundation, this should be an act of chazakah, then indeed it would be considered an act of chazakah. But he didn't mean to make the chazakah with the digging. He thought he's making a chazakah only with the putting up of the walls, and we're learning now that that's not considered enough. That's considered not enough of act of chazakah. The Yad Ramah, however, makes an interesting point. Even though he's saying that building a mansion on the ger's property is not considered enough of an act of chazakah, he says that's only the halacha if you're using the ger's material to build that wall. But if you're using your own material to build a wall on the ger's property, so that, I think, is what the whole Gemara has been trying to teach us. It has to be a significant act. And the fact that I brought my own materials and built a home on the ger's property, then that will be considered enough of act of chazakah. And the halacha that we just learned in the Gemara, that the one that will make the door afterwards will be considered made a chazakah, will not be applicable. Says the Gemara, Amar Avdimi by Yosef, Amar Beloza, Amoitzi Paltrin, Benichse Ager. If somebody found a completely ready-made house on the ger's property, what can he do to make it into chazakah? The sod b'sir echad, oy kir echad, if he made some sort of a picture on the wall, a drawing on the wall, some engraving in the wall, all of these are going to be considered an act of kinyan. And the reason being, in all these cases, that what you've done here is you've made an improvement. But without that, and that's why it's considered an act of kinyan. But, points out the Yad Ramah, consistent with what we've been discussing in our shir, it has to be that if the ger left a number of homes, you have to do that act of kinyan and every home individually, doing an act of kinyan on one will not be sufficient for all the other homes. Says the Gemara, the Kama, how much of a drawing or something on the wall is considered a significant act? Amar Rav Yosef, Amma. It has to be the area of an Amal Amma. Amar Rav Chisda, and that Amal Amma that we're speaking about, Keneged HaPesach, when it's next door, where when I walk in, I see it. And since when I walk in, I see it, that is considered something of significance. The Ramei Shapiro, the Lublin Rav, once came to visit Nechama. Nechama was the daughter of the Divrei Chaim, who lived in the home of the Divrei Chaim. And he came once to visit her in the city of Sanz, where the Divrei Chaim was the Rav, where she lived. And when he walked into the house, he saw there was, as the halacha requires, that we have to have in a home an aman ama, an area of an aman ama not painted, zeich l'chorben. And the Shulchan Aruch says that it should be keneged HaPesach. And there's a very big discussion amongst the poskim, what does keneged HaPesach mean? Does it mean on top of the doorway? Or does it mean when you're walking in from the doorway, you see the Amal Amma? And he saw in this home that the Amal Amma was facing you as you walked into the house. And the Lublin Rav asked the Divrei Chaim's daughter, how this Amal Amma that's in this home, who made it this way? So he said that, she said, this is the way my father built the home. So the Lublin Rav said, when he built his yeshiva, Chachmei Lublin, and he wanted to leave over a place of an Amal Amma, he did not know Keneged HaPesach, what does it mean? And he says, from our Gemara, it has to be Noichach. It has to be facing the door. That means when you walk in, when you're walking from the door, you see it. And that's Pshat in our Gemara. And just like it's Pshat in our Gemara, that's what the Amal Amma means, so too is it, the halacha is, by when you have to leave it over, Seich L'Churban, that's the way it should be done. And he was very satisfied that he was able to do as the Divrei Chaim said should be done. Amar Rav Amar, Hamil Sa Amalon Rav Sheshes, the following halacha that we're about to learn was taught us by Rav Sheshes, Van Hira Einayin, and he brought a proof to what he said, b'masnisan, from a braisa. Hamatziya matzos b'nichse ger. If somebody puts out sheets on the property of a ger, and he lays down on them, kana, that's an act of kinyan. There's a discussion what this means. The posh pshat is that he put out mattresses on the floor. But there are other Rishonim, that's the way the Rashbam learns the Gemara, there are other Rishonim that say differently. If you look in the, and that's, it seems, the opinion of the Shulchan Aruch. Because if you look in the Shulchan Aruch, understand, Choshe Mishpat Simen Reish Ein Hei, Siftes, HaMatziya Matzoyes B'Nachs Eger, you put out things on the floor of the property of Eger, Kivan Shiyipa Karak B'Atzosan. It's not the fact that you put out the mattresses on the floor. That you have to also put up the mattresses. The point being that you're enhancing and improving the property. The Tosfos HaRosh says that if there are mattresses there already, and you just lay down on the mattresses, that will not be considered enough of an act of a kinyan. However, says the Rosh, that if somebody brought a table, or if there was a table there, and you set the table and ate by the table, that also is considered an act of kinyan. And I saw that the Child of Jewish Masses Binyamin says that every situation we have to see, is that considered an act of chazakah? He says, for example, if somebody sits down in a seat in a shul, which we've discussed in previous shurim, is also a place where chazaka can be achieved. Is that considered an act of chazaka? And it's a subjective decision, meaning you have to look at every situation if what you're doing is considered significant or not. And says the Gemara, and here Naim Snisen, and he brought a raya from a brisa. Mahi, what do you mean? The Tanya, the brisa says, Ketzed b'chazaka. If somebody wants to take ownership of Eved Kenani, how do you make a chazaka to Eved Kenani? Noloi minoloi. If the Eved Kenani put on the shoe of the person who's buying him, or hitoloi minoloi, who is opening up the shoe, ha'olich care of achvel beis hamerchatz, who carries his clothing to the beis hamerchatz, if shitoi, he undresses it, hechitzoi, he washes him, sochoi, he smears him with oil, gerdoi, he takes off any scabs, habishoi, he dresses him, hiniloi, he puts on the shoes, and bia, he put him up. In all these cases, kanoi, it's considered an act of kinyan. And the way I saw that the Rashba explains the Gemara is the raya here is that when you did something that is significant, that makes a difference to me, that's an act of kinyan. Ask the Gemara, Amar Rav Shimon, says the Gemara, Amar Rav Shimon, the Braisa continues, Lo Teich Hazaka, Gedolam Agba. Shagba is a strong act of Chazaka, Kodim B'kam Mokim. And therefore he's saying that even lifting up the Eved, doing a hagbon the Eved Kenani will be an act of kinyan. Says the Marmaich Kama. Hakama, Igbiel L'Rabboi, if the Eved picked up the owner, Kanoi. Because if the owner had to get somewhere and he needed to get up there and the Eved picked me up, that's an act of kinyan. Higbia Rabbi Loi, if I pick up the Eved, according to the Tanakama, Loi Kanoi. Because people normally, for no good reason, don't pick up other people. And that's why it's not considered an act of Chazaka. To which Rav Shimon comments, Loi Tei Chazaka Dol Magba. And just like Kanoi Magba become Makoim, the Hagbah is a very strong type of kinyan because Hagbah works even in the rishus of the seller. Meshicha, Mesira only work don't work in the rishus of the meicher. And therefore, since Hagbah is a very strong act of kinyan, any act of Hagbah will be considered an act of kinyan. Makes no difference if the owner picks him up or he picks the owner up.